Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Anna Daly in for Andrea today. Now, what are your plans for this sunny weekend? We're promised glorious sunshine. We have Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather on the line to tell us, and we have Dean Diplock with some barbecue inspiration. Alan, first of all, tell me, what can we expect for the weekend? Good news only, please.
It is good news generally.
It's
hard not to be better than what we've had for the first 20 so days of a cold May. But we will see good sunny spells developing. Now, you won't wake up to clear blue skies, but good sunshine will develop for most areas through Saturday. And temperatures will get up to 20 degrees in some spots, possibly maybe 21, 22 degrees in Dublin. And then Sunday really should see sunshine across most of the areas once any mist or fog clears. And temperatures will get above 20 degrees from many parts of the country. Now, the northwest, the listeners in Donegal might be, and the parts of the west won't be quite as warm there, but there still should be some good sunny spells as we do see this high pressure coming in over us and we have some warm temperatures moving up. So by Monday, even temperatures are going to be that little bit higher again.
Okay, so if we were thinking about entertaining in the garden over the weekend, Alan, it sounds like you'd be choosing Sunday, would you?
Yeah, I think both days are going to be pretty good, but Sunday's going to be that little bit warmer and probably more in the way of sunshine. And unless you're really near the coast, it should be good. Near the coast, it could be a little bit cooler and there will be a little bit of sea fog around. But generally, most of the country, yeah, get out and enjoy it. Just don't forget the sunscreen because we haven't had much sunshine and heat yet this year.
I know, we can get carried away with ourselves. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather, thank you for joining us with some positive weather news this Friday. Executive Chef of Briefy House Resort in County Mayo, Dean Diplock, is with us on the line. Good afternoon to you, Dean.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
Nice to talk to you.
Yes, the same, the same. I'm looking forward to the weather because I'm off Sunday and Monday, so I've picked it just perfect.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so talk to me first of all. Now, you're going to have lots of chefy, fancy barbecue tips, but can we start off by, and I'm thinking of myself here, people who need to literally dust off the barbecue first of all.
Yeah, clean it up a little bit. You want to burn off that old burn on it. But look, it depends if you've got gas barbecue, have you got a wood-fired barbecue. Personally, I'd go with wood-fired barbecue for the taste. You really want to get that nice and hot and burn that grill and give it a good scrub and a clean and wash it off and sanitize it.
Okay. So once we have that done, we're ready to go.
Yes.
What are we serving, Dean? Start with the basics and then work up to the fancier bits maybe.
Okay. So, you know, as South Africans, we don't do the burgers and things like that. We would do rather good pieces of meat. We're talking a good steak, something like a strip loin or a rump, even a nice T-bone steak. Coarse ground sausages, so the mince nice and coarse, like boerewors or maybe one of those jumbo sausages. Chicken is excellent, but I'd do it on the bone so it's not dry and keep the skin on it. The chicken, I would suggest you cook in advance in the oven first and then just maybe marinate or baste it and then do it on the barbecue just to crisp it up, just for safety's sake, so that it's cooked all the way through to above 74, 75 degrees Celsius. Use a probe if need be. Other than that, pork chops are brilliant on the barbecue. I would just suggest that maybe not marinate things in advance. The marinades tend to have a lot of sugar in them and burn on the grill rather than, you know, finish it with a basting sauce maybe. So do the cooking and then baste it. But it's very important if you're working with your coals that the hottest coals will be the first burn that you get. You know, when they go white like that, that is the hottest that your coals are going to be, and that's where you want to do your steaks. So a good suggestion might be to sear a nice steak, do it lovely medium rare, baste it a little bit, and then slice it on a wooden board, put a little bit of salt in it, and hand it around to your friends while you're having a nice glass of wine, while the coals cool down a little bit more, so you can carry on cooking all the other stuff that you have set aside. Another important tip is room temperature meat. Take the meat out of the fridge, bring it up to room temperature before you cook it. It helps it relax and keep the juices in rather than tighten up and shrink.
That's a nice idea, Dean, that you're serving something on a board so people can kind of, you know, like a little appetizer. And also it prevents them standing over your shoulder while you're trying to cook under pressure with guests hungry behind you.
Yeah, and during the backseat driving as well. No, we're quite able to cook. Thank you very much. Sit down. Now a little snack, maybe some crusty bread with it. Absolutely no reason not. It just gets the appetite going. Nice glass of wine sitting out in the sun and then get into the main dish itself and some lovely salads. Big thing that you guys don't do, and I don't know why, because it's a game changer, is what's called a braai broeikie, which is a toasted bread on the barbecue. So literally, it's white bread buttered on the outside, not the inside. Cheese, tomato, onion, mayonnaise, and South African Mrs. Ball's chutney. You layer them in between like a sandwich, put it in your grid, and you toast it on the barbecue and let that cheese melt into it. Game changers, trust me.
We are starving listening to your descriptions, Dean. Do you know that? What do you see amongst Irish people in general are the biggest mistakes we make when we whip up the barbecue and we get excited, we run to the butchers, we buy the jumbo sausages? Because my concern is stuff isn't getting cooked properly.
Yeah, so look, certain meats, obviously, you can cook and eat medium rare, like steaks, etc. But meats that have to be fully cooked, the porks, your sausages, your ground beef product, like your patties, and chicken, you need to probe it. So get yourself a small little probe. Probe the meat when you think it's cooked, just to make sure it's cooked all the way through. And then hold it in the oven. Keep it at least 68, 70 degrees Celsius before you serve so that it's all the way cooked through. But most importantly, get yourself a probe. If you're in any doubt, just use a probe.
Just use the probe and check the temperature.
100%, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And the colour, obviously. What are we ordering in the butchers, Dean?
Now it really depends what you like. I know you guys like your burgers on a barbecue, which is sacrilegious as far as I'm concerned.
It's basic, isn't it, Dean? It's very basic.
It is basic, but it's just so sad. Why not get a nice gigot chop, lamb gigot chop, a lamb rack chop, some lovely pork rashers, thick cut pork rashers, the streaky bacon. Rub that with a rub rather than the marinade, so a spice rub. And do those on the barbecue. Just watch them, though. They tend to burn quite quickly. Other things that we would do, chicken thighs on the bone. Fabulous way of doing them. Just cut into them. As I said, cook them in the oven first and then just finish them on the barbecue with a nice homemade barbecue sauce or a basting sauce of your choice. Those are the type of things we'd be doing. And yes, the sausages, but we like a coarse ground sausage. But those lovely breakfast sausages that we call them the size 8, they're great on a barbecue too. They brown beautifully.
Yes, very tasty. Someone says, Dean, I have fussy eaters at home. I love spices and flavours. Any advice for a barbecue?
As in you like spicy things. Well,
yes, but fussy eaters as well.
Well, it depends on what they like. I would certainly go down the line of chicken for them if they like that. There's another thing that could be quite nice is fish. Fish on the barbecue is very good. Other than skewers, you can do them in little parcels, the tinfoil parcels. You can spice it up with some Thai paste, green Thai curry paste maybe, a little bit of coconut milk into it, some lime, lemon, coriander. Wrap it up in a little parcel and bake it on the barbecue. It'll be cooked in no time.
Oh, beautiful flavours as well. One last question, we've time for Dean. Mm. What sides are best for veggies? Vegetarians, I assume. Or for the vegetables, the vegetables to go with the meat, I think is what they mean.
Well, so a baked potato, big one, straight on the coals. You want to brown that up on the coals. So literally, I would bake them in the oven till they're cooked and then take the tinfoil covered baked potato straight onto the coals. Let it get a nice char on the inside before you open it up. Corn on the cob, again, another one. Cook it in advance so you're not drying it out. It's going to be quite moist. Brown it on the barbecue and serve that. Other than that, I would go with all the salads under the sun, coleslaw, feta cheese, Greek salads, those type of things. A nice green salad with homemade dressing, why not? Sounds fantastic. And fresh bread, lovely.
Oh, fresh crusty bread, absolutely,
yes. Yeah.
Oh, you've painted a beautiful picture. I'm excited for what my husband is about to cook up this weekend when I give him the brief. Executive Chef of Briefy House Resort in County Mayo, Dean Diplock, a pleasure. Have a lovely weekend and enjoy your time off.
Thank you. You too.
Take care, Dean.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.